Brother Brian earlier, I think in the first meeting, kind of made the illustration that prayer is like exhaling, it's kind of a breathing. May I add that the Word of God is like the inhaling. You need to inhale and you need to exhale. You need both of them. Just using the illustration of that, the matter of breathing. I think again, as was mentioned earlier, and John, you mentioned it, when Paul was converted, the first sign of a life, he was praying. That was the sign that it was given to Ananias. So the matter of prayer, the fact of the matter, you are not going to learn prayer by sitting in a Bible conference for an hour and a half, or even buying a book of how you pray. This is something that's really learned on our knees, in closet, in communion with God. We will develop the skill of prayer in that way. And to be good at it, you need to spend a lot of time in it, just like anything else. And it's really vital, important, if we learn how to approach God the proper way, how to speak to Him, what is His will, what is according to the name of the Lord Jesus. This is something that's vital for the Christian. We need to be expert. And I think it was Hudson Taylor who said that the sun was never risen on China without seeing me on my knees praying. That's how work got done, is by that matter of really being in the presence of the Lord. Because we are in a hostile environment, like you said. The enemy is after us. There are circumstances that blotted all of the children of Adam because of sin. There are difficulties in life. How are we going to face all of these things if we do not spend time in prayer? And it is, if it's a warfare, you need the line of communication. You need the air coverage. You need that. That's just a practical warfare, things that practice today. We need to be in communion with the headquarters. We need to receive instruction. And that's not just every now and then. It needs to be without ceasing.
When you go to the scripture, you turn to the book of Genesis, we read the first thing, and God said. And when you go to the end of the scripture, we read these words, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Line of communication. God speaks, we speak. In the life of the Lord Jesus, when we are first looking into the beginning of His ministry, it is written also, the Word of God. At the end of the life of the Lord Jesus, if it is possible, He was in prayer. These two are always connected. But what is interesting is that when you consider prayer, you will see it in many cases, it's always last. For example, you take Acts 2:42, which we love it, continued steadfastly. And after all what you read, the aspects of things, the last one is prayer. In the armor of God, praying in the Spirit of God. And dear brethren, the lesson that I learned, the means that is able to maintain things is only prayer. You know, we can talk about breaking bread, about the apostles' doctrine, but if we don't have prayer that will maintain, help us to maintain the apostles' doctrine, to continue steadfastly in breaking bread, to help us as far as the armor of God, to pray that our thoughts might be protected, and thus we need the helmet of salvation and so forth. Brethren, we don't take prayer so seriously, and we don't know the effect of it and the influence that it will bring forth. It says that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And dear brethren, if there is anything that's going to maintain what we have received, if there is anything that's going to maintain all the what we do in the battlefield, it's going to be in the spirit of dependency upon the Blessed Lord.
I think of the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And you know the verses, but this is in Matthew 26, verse 41. He says, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He was speaking to his disciples when they were sleeping.
You know, in warfare, when you attack your enemy, you attack their logistical systems, their supplies, and their communications. If you knock them out, when Hitler's army, I think it was the Ninth Army, was in Russia, and they went into Stalingrad. It was the Battle of Stalingrad. And they had 50,000 men in there. But there was a long line of supply and communications down through Russia back into Germany to supply this army. But what the Russians did was they picked off the line of communication and supply, right? And until it was surrounded, and the 50,000 men or so surrendered. And that's the thing. The supply is the Word of God. The communications is the prayer. And we have to have those things. And the enemy is constantly attacking to knock those things out, right? To cut us off in communion with the Lord, cut us off from hearing His voice in the Word. And this is Ephesians 6 does not have to do with the flesh, but rather it's a spiritual warfare. In Romans 13, there's an armor there, but it has more to do with the victory over the lust of the flesh and that type of thing. There is that battle, but this is the spiritual. You know, the Christians are seen in the beginning of Ephesians as seated in heavenly places. That's the inheritance. That's what is common and given to us by grace, God's sovereign grace, blessed God, to all Christians. And this is the importance, if you'll note, brothers and sisters, in this, that Paul is exhorting us to pray for all the saints, not the saints in your little local company alone or in a network or a circle of fellowship alone, but praying for all the saints. And that's perhaps where we fall down sometimes, is that we don't view all the saints in our prayers. Wherever you hear of a Christian or see a Christian, pray for them, right? The Christian has a big target on our back to rob us of the enjoyment and of the appreciation of what we have, our inheritance that we have in Christ. And this is what the battle is all about. And this is what is brought out here in Ephesians chapter 6. And of course, the communication and the supply line, prayer and the Word of God.
And Brother Brian, what you're bringing up is very good. And I wonder if this word watch, I'm glad the Hitler's soldiers were defeated there, but I was going to say, if they were watching, if their guard was watching along the line, they may not have allowed that supply line to be taken. And I think that's our danger. That's what we fail to do. We fail to watch. And it says in Mark 13, the Lord Jesus says, "Watch ye therefore." And then at the end it says, in verse 37, "And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." This is a strong exhortation, and there at the end of the Gospels, mm-hmm. when they're in Gethsemane, mm-hmm. that's repeated in a few of the Gospels, and it's a strong word. Because like you said, they're sleeping. Mm-hmm. They should not have been sleeping. Mm-hmm. The temptation was to what? To deny the Lord. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were failing, and the Lord was keeping his vigil as where he was praying. Mm-hmm. They were sleeping. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" Mm-hmm. I think this is what we fail in. We fail to watch and pray.
When men slept, the enemy sowed. Mm-hmm.